Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
The TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios and TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, who will be with us on this Trash Talking Tuesday for the next 3 hours. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great.
Is this a guest spot for me? This 3 hours on this Trash Talking Tuesday or no?
Hey, man, who'd you trash on Deadspin today?
Your boy, Tom Brady.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well,
so what did he deserve that for?
He's taking off practice on Wednesdays. He wants the old guy discount.
Wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo.
So we'll talk about that, because we'll get into that tomorrow when he actually starts his
Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday. Last week he missed practice on Wednesday. Okay, you know what? We do actually have sound. Well, Brady was asked about this, Chris, and here's his response about taking off on Wednesday.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
Oh, my goodness gracious. So we'll get into that tomorrow, right. But that was my trash, Chris, and I think that's a legit. You're one of those guys, you believe everybody should be at practice, no special treatment to people, but we'll get into that tomorrow.
We'll
let people
Bill Russell didn't practice much.
Have a conversation.
So I think it's, you know, it depends. You're older, You'd rather have him there for the games. I think LeBron gets a little time off, you know.
So no, it depends.
Everybody's
football,
different.
Football's a little different. I'm not with that. Okay, anyway.
Yeah,
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports coming up in the final hour, the third hour of the program. So that'll be cool. And I guess
we got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of this hour. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So look, a lot of football to talk about. We had two great performances yesterday.
Not great games, but great performances.
And so we will get into those in a moment. But keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio for the next 3 hours. iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM Channel 83 as well.
And I don't know if you saw the announcement. There's going to be a new show before us starting next Monday.
Yes, yes.
Covino and Rich will be on from, what is that, from 5 to 7 Eastern, Chris. The Doug Gottlieb show will be 3 to 5 now. And then Covino and Rich, 5 to 7. They're the new show.
Eastern.
And then the Odd Couple was still in place. I know some people wanted our show to be reduced to an hour, but I'm sorry, you guys lost out. We're not being reduced to
an hour. I think they wanted it to expand by an hour.
Is that right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Can't do it.
I couldn't. I literally couldn't with my TV schedule. So.
I couldn't either.
That wouldn't be possible. But yeah, welcome to Rich and Covina. And I have not heard their show, but I hear it's terrific. And so,
I'm not even trying to be funny
because I hear it's really good. I'd like to hear it. I just haven't yet, but I'm sure they do a great job. And we're looking forward to having a great lead in. So this will be
starting Monday.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got DJ Alex Teichert, aka Alex the Vegan, and he is more vegan than ever now after a taste on the dark side.
I'm never going back.
That's hard, Chris. Once you get a sliver of that in your bones and that and your
palate, you got to go all the way
it's
in.
It's all done.
Nah, no way.
No. It's black and white. You know, no. Lukewarm,
I'm staying in the gray, Chris.
Alex now after Alex is now it's so bad his addiction. He's eating hot dogs even after seeing how they were made, you know? He's still eating
hot
dogs.
Oh, my God.
Wow. If you ever watch how they make hot dogs, it will just turn your stomach.
I don't eat any hot dogs. I don't know when the last time
Have you guys seen that video of Snoop Dogg watching the made hot dogs?
Am I right?
No, Snoop making of hot dogs. Some interesting stuff on there, though, that's really good.
Yeah, hot dogs are great. Are you kidding? Sobret hot dogs, Chris?
Man, come on.
On the streets?
I'm not 11.
What? I'm going to be 11 to have a hot dog?
Yeah.
I love hot dog. When you go to a ball game, you don't have a hot dog?
I graduated to ribs and steak and, you know, even hamburgers. I mean, I used to eat that too, but that stays with you no matter the age. Hot dogs, come on.
I love hot dogs. Oh, my God.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Okay.
All right, let's get to this, Rob. We got Danny G. Production in for super producer Rob G.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the updates.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Is our man Isaac Lowenkron. All right, let's get to it, Rob. Two great performances. First, Jalen Hurts. It wasn't first. The first one was the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen just dismantling, you know, what was last year the number one seed in the AFC. Tennessee Titans 41-7, and they could have put a 50 piece on them had they wanted to. Josh Allen was out like the whole fourth quarter. And then the Philadelphia Eagles 24-7 over Minnesota. The story of that game, Jalen Hurts, he's been a guy, Rob, much maligned, right? People have wondered,
can he throw the football?
Absolutely, fairly. I mean, he completed 52% of his passes as a rookie.
Right.
61% last year, which isn't great, it's below average.
Right.
16 touchdown passes, 9 picks last year, not great. And but this year, Rob, off to a great start, and last night ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another touchdown, threw for 333 yards. And did have a pick, but overall a great game by Jalen Hurts. And let me ask you this. Do you think he's arrived? Are you, you know, is this who
I'm not there to say he's arrived yet. I mean, I think a lot of people were high on Philadelphia coming into the season. Chris, me and you, we didn't like Dallas, but we still thought that we weren't sure about Jalen Hurts. Am I right? Like, we both picked Dallas, and we both didn't like Dallas. I know it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's a bad division.
Right.
And but we don't like Dallas to make any noise in the playoffs, but we picked them to win that division.
Right.
And they still got a shot if their defense
they're
is
one
tenacious.
And one. Their defense is good. We'll see what happens.
And if Cooper Rush can hold on until Dak gets back. That's so, the challenge for them.
But it's not like but Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts, the reason that we had issues or questions was because of Jalen Hurts. And we weren't sure yet had he gotten there. He took a big step last night. But I'm not ready to crown him anything. You know, I'm not. And it's a good win. Minnesota won its first game, right? Minnesota won its first game against Green Bay at home. And it's like no shocker that they lost a Monday night game when you start looking at Kirk Cousins' record,
2-10 now.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. And then going on the road, winning a game in the NFL is not that easy. It really isn't. That's why when teams pull out and win games on the road, you give a lot of credit for that because it's hard to win. But I was impressed by the performance. He had a great night for him. Like you say, he had the one blemish, the one pick. But other than that, he was in control of that game. He looked confident. If you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you got to feel good. But
well,
I think it's
too
early.
A few things stand out. One, he is a tremendous runner. He's not Lamar Jackson, but man, he is a good runner. And last year, that was how he did it and made Philadelphia competitive. He's had that since he came into the league. You won't always have that. You know, at some point as you get old, Russell Wilson used to run. He doesn't run much anymore. He's 34. So it will leave you at some point, but while these guys are young, Lamar, Hurts, and Josh Allen even, some others, the running is valuable. And that's a big part of his game. But obviously the most surprising thing so far was that he really threw the football well. And, I mean, he threw it exceptionally well. And, Rob, one of the reasons I liked Dallas – in the NFC East, even though I wasn't that high on the squad, was that they had far and away what appeared to be the best quarterback in the division in Dak Prescott. I mean, Carson Wentz, Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones in New York with the Giants.
You're right.
And Jalen Hurts, right? But Jalen Hurts, so far, it's only two games. But even if Dak is in there, Dak is healthy, right now, Jalen Hurts is playing as well as Dak. Now, I wouldn't say he's better.
Yeah, but his body of work isn't as good.
Right.
I'm
but these
with you
two
on
games,
that.
He's playing as well as Dak would play. And if he's anything close to Dak, Rob, then they're the better team by far. Because they got the far better receiving core, the far better offensive line. And that's, you know, Dallas has the better defense, but I think Philadelphia would check more boxes and be a better team, especially if Jalen Hurts is going to play even close to what he did last night. So, and the other thing, Rob, is this, and you and I talk about this quite a bit. Jalen Hurts did not come into the league as, it is an overstatement, but a finished product. Jalen Hurts' second year, he didn't look super special
no.
or special period.
Right. There were people
let a
that...
guy develop. Yeah. We've been saying it and teams are so, you know, like we got to get this guy, you know, playing right away. He's on his rookie deal. That gives us money to go get other guys and maybe we can win a Super Bowl that they're throwing some of these guys in too soon, Rob.
There's no doubt about it. And I know people get tired of hearing us say it, but it's just a fact. Aaron Rodgers set for 3 years. It doesn't mean it derails your career, Chris, or that you right. can't have a big career or be an MVP or win a Super Bowl if you don't start right away.
Right.
I think that that team should look at that.
And look, I get that was a while ago, obviously, right?
No, about 20 I get years it, right. ago,
but his game's changed a little. But still, everybody is going to develop at a different rate. I'm not out completely on Trey Lance. I know he's had the injury problems, but this doesn't mean, Rob, he can't ever become like a really good, maybe a great quarterback.
He could. We don't know once he bounces back and once he gets healthy and gets to play. My only point in bringing up Rodgers is that it's not the end-all, be-all that you have to play right away. That's all right. I'm saying. If you're talented, Chris, and you develop and you mature, you can be talented.
If you're smart
Jordan Love,
and you work hard.
Right? How long has he been there now, Chris? 3 years? It's obvious. Am I right or wrong? Like the times we've seen
him. They just don't seem to be as high on him as they were. But to your point, Rob, look, if you're intelligent – you got good football character, and you work hard. And you've got there's a baseline of physical ability you have to have. But if you've got those things, you might be able to develop into a good, really good quarterback. It's just as simple as that. And people, look at Tua now. Now, we'll see. I'm not calling him elite yet, but he's off to a great start. You gave him some weapons, and now he's playing well. And that's another thing with Jalen Hurts, Rob. He's got some weapons. Not only Devontae Smith, but they gave him A.J. Brown, who's great. The offensive line has been, become better. And so you got to be patient with some of these guys. And we'll be patient before we start singing Jalen Hurts' praises, full-throatedly. But right now, he is showing you guys can become more accurate. Guys can learn and grow. And I think, Rob, you don't like hearing about the intangibles, but I think he's got it. I think he's a winner. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's a leader. And if you can add, the physical stuff to that, then you can be a franchise quarterback. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you ready to say that Jalen Hurts has arrived? Not only Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. And we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. You can learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Ephraim Salam at the bottom of the hour. But first, you, 877-99 on Fox. Where you at on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with our buddy Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, Marty? Brothers? How y'all doing? It's Tuesday.
Great, brother. How are you?
I'm good, and I am quite impressed with the progression of one Jalen Hurts.
Don't you get what we're saying? I mean, people want to act like if a quarterback's not, you know, great by his second
day
year,
one
then
he's or right.
done.
I'm more impressed by their learning curve and progression. This guy got kicked out of a national championship game at halftime, and he never quit. And he went. Got.
We're losing Marty. We got a bad connection.
I'm sorry,
but
guys,
Rob, but you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go.
What a storyline would it be if in the next year to 3 years that he could meet up, they could play Miami, him and Tua in the Super Bowl. That would be an amazing storyline.
What a storyline. Are you kidding? What are you, Marty, you a Hollywood screenwriter? I mean, what is that? I mean, that would be
a story made for television, I'll tell you
that.
That would be
unbelievable. Marty
makes a great point about, that's what we talk about when we talk about character. He didn't, you know, like go into a shell. He didn't get pissed. He didn't badmouth Tua. He just took it like a man, learned from it, left. But he didn't leave. That's his prerogative, and became a better player.
Right. Well, you badmouthing another guy when it's not his decision. It's not Tua's decision. Tua can't make himself the starter, Chris. Right? How could you
but
be mad at Tua?
There are guys, you know that.
It's ill-placed, is what I'm saying.
Or even bad-mouthing the coach. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't complain. He just handled it.
Yep. All right, Jay, in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jay?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris? How y'all doing today?
Man,
we good,
great.
Man. How are you?
I'm doing not so great. I'm five minutes from the Raiders. If your team is the Raiders,
then you definitely.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, hold on. Was that Rob or was that Chris who said that?
That was me.
Chris.
Oh, Chris, you a Browns fan, so you don't even qualify to talk
football. When did I? A Browns fan? Really?
Yeah, you're from Cleveland, Chris. That's right. You're a Browns fan.
I'm also from Louisiana.
See, now he's a Saints guy. Go ahead. And he lived in Indianapolis. And he lived in Cincinnati.
Yes, that's true. All that's true.
Come on, Chris.
Man, go ahead. What you got, man? What you got?
Well, we got problems out here in Vegas, man, because usually when Al Davis was here, he would hire within the Raider organization. But since we ain't had no winners in the past 15, 20 years, he ain't got nobody to hire, and he's gone. So Marcus is running around picking, and he's picking wrong.
Mark is starstruck.
Yeah.
That's what Mark's problem is. Yo, let me go get John Gruden, even though he hadn't coached in a decade. He looks good on TV, and he was. He was great as the, you know, quarterback camp guy or whatever he was doing on ESPN. But that didn't mean he was ready to coach again. And now Josh McDaniels. Rob has documented all his issues. But he's a big name. He's a sexy name, and Mark is starstruck.
That's all.
That's part
a
of
lot
issue.
Of people are, Chris. Right? You know, they yeah. love the big names.
Yep.
Instead of going with people who, forget about that, the better fit.
Right.
Jonathan in SoCal, better known as Big Baby. What's up, Jonathan? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me on. I just want to say you guys inspire me, man, because I do my own podcast called Big Baby Sports, and you guys both inspire me, man.
Awesome.
Good, man. We appreciate
that. Good luck
that.
To you. Yes, yes sir. Yes.
And my question is, how do you think the Chargers are going to do this year, and what can they do to attract fans? Do you guys think they need to win the Super Bowl?
That's a good question. Well, let me start with that, Rob. I think they're a very good football team. And I think my pick is Buffalo and AFC. And if I don't pick them, I like Kansas City. But obviously the Chargers play the Chiefs tough. Like, I think they'll make the playoffs, make a little noise, and maybe next year be a real contender to get to the Super Bowl. As far as fans, Rob, that to me, that's a that's a more difficult question. Because they, I mean, the Rams don't have, I mean, the Raiders, the LA is still a Raiders town.
No doubt.
The Rams are better than the Chargers as far as fans because they had the history there. But the Chargers, Rob, got no history there. I don't know. I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, obviously there'll be a little bit of celebration in L.A., but we talked about last year how the Rams parade.
The Rams parade.
Very
you remember?
Small.
I mean, that was my joke, Chris, and it was real.
It
joke.
Was a good joke. Can you say that on Family Radio Show?
You know, I'm just,
it was a good joke, but you know, like I don't know. Again, if they win, of course, some people are going to cheer, but they're never getting L.A. I mean, not even close.
No, there's certain things that won't happen, and that's just how it is. But thanks for the call, Jonathan. We appreciate it. Andre in Massachusetts.
Clippers even. I mean, they just, they're a team without a home, kind of.
Right.
I hate
they're
to
like,
say it.
They're in no man's land, to be honest. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Rams may or may not get L.A., but there's no question that Philly, the city of brotherly love, okay, is about the Eagles, and this team is for real. I got to tip my hat to a couple people. First of all, Howie Roseman, you know, for building this thing up. Nick Sirianni, a lot of questions. I may be a little bit going overboard, but I don't think so because they put a beating on the Vikings on national television.
So what are you saying?
Okay.
They're going to the Super Bowl?
I know. Let's pull it out, Andre.
Say it with your chest. Cause look, I will give you this, Andre. The NFC is weak. Yeah.
This is not just about the NFC least. Okay, Eagles are taking the NFC least. This team is a team to be reckoned with in the NFC, period, based on what we saw. And I just want to say, listen, people thought that this team was just going to, you know, get in the playoffs because they're going to win the NFC least. No, this is a complete team. And back to Jalen Hurts where we started this conversation, his maturation and what you see what he can do when he has pieces around him. This is what people are seeing with Tua. He's got to get some respect. I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl, but this is a team you've got to put respect on their name.
Well, I thought you were.
But, Andre, my only thing about it is pump the brakes on two games. That's all I'm going to say. And it's not to take away what he's done. But I think we've seen this, Chris. Like, it's a long season. It's just a long season. And people think
Carolina was 3-0 last year.
Thank you, Chris. That's a perfect example.
Darnold was averaging 300 yards a game.
Exactly. And that fell apart. The Giants are 2-0. They going to the Super Bowl, Chris? No.
Rob, Giants got who they got? They got two winnable games. They could be 4-0.
4-0. I mean,
they could be 4-0. I don't think they're that great, but they could be 4-0. So
they got two wins by the skin of their teeth, but they're 2-0, Chris. They are.
Right. All right, we got Ephraim Salaam coming up. We'll ask him about some of this, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, you can see the video, right?
With the former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's good, man? What's going on?
Hey.
We good, man. It's always good to have you on. You know that. So let's get right to it. How good are the Bills?
Man, they real
good. They
look
good. Awesome.
They real good, man. I said it before their, you know, opening day destruction of the Rams, that they have something to prove, man. Like, it did not end the way they wanted it to last year. So they came into this season ready to prove that they are the team to beat in the AFC, and they've done nothing to detract from that. It's crazy how it's just clicking on all cylinders for them. It's like they can do anything, especially offensively.
Are they your pick? Were they your pick to win the Super Bowl?
I had them and the Chargers in the AFC Championship game, and that's where I stopped.
Let me ask you about Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. I don't know, is it a national television curse or whatever it is? His record is absolutely atrocious, and obviously it's with two teams because also down in Washington. What do you make of something like that when you look? And I think he's 2-37 in primetime games. Chris, what's the record in Minnesota? 2-10
on Monday night.
Yeah, 2-10 on Monday night. 2-37 in primetime games. What do
you
make
of
that?
Wait, 2-30? You sure, Rob?
That's crazy.
2-37.
That's what was sent out.
That was the knock in Washington. That was a knock in Washington. He's carried that over into Minnesota. And all I'm saying is, hey, man, somebody in the organization got to pull out some payola. They got to bribe somebody who's making these schedules, man, and be like, look, we want all regional games. We don't want to play on Monday night, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. We don't want any of those standalone game nights. Just throw us in the pack with everybody else on Sunday. But it's troublesome, right? They had an opportunity to, you know, especially, you know, coming off the victory last week, they had an opportunity to really, you know, make a statement because personally, I had them winning that division. So,
do you feel the same about them now? I mean, obviously they beat the Packers at home, and a lot of people like the Vikings. I'm not saying that they're not going to compete, but it doesn't. They really don't feel nearly as good, and not that it's a crime to lose on the road, Ephraim. We know that in the NFL, but they just didn't seem the same, did they?
No, it did seem like it was a different team, and that's a problem. We just talked about Buffalo at the beginning of this. Buffalo came out and continued what they did opening week, and then you see teams step all the way back. Now you don't know who you are. So moving forward, what do you do? What do we need to practice on? What do we need to work on? Who are we? Are guys going to show up? This is not the last primetime game Minnesota's going to have this year. So is it, you know, they have to eventually – remember that was the – you like that? Remember he had finally won one in primetime? So that was where the sound bite, you like that, came from. Well, right now we don't like it, Kurt, okay? We don't.
Well, you know, that stat, I just sent it to Chris, comes from – Points bet.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
It sounds like a lot of games.
2-37 is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's
I think it's like 18-37. It's something crazy. 2-30. There's no way it's 2-37 in primetime.
Yeah,
that's not necessarily true. I mean, he's struggling. In order for it to be something.
2-37?
Hey, man.
Because that includes some Sunday games, main Sunday games.
But it would have to be, and when he says primetime, it would have to be night games. Like, you know what I mean? Like a Sunday night, Thursday.
The only thing on, right, yeah.
But I don't know, how many years has he played? It seems like a lot of games. I agree with you, 39 games.
Well, that's what we got Danny G in there for. You know, he on it. He's typing away right now.
Check that out. Danny G, get on that.
But I just want everybody to know where that came from. Okay, that's the stat we gave you. All right.
Let me ask you this, Ephraim, and I want to get – we're talking about Jalen Hurts and his development, which has been great. I'd like to get your opinion on that, but I got to get it on this first. If you were in the locker room as a player on the Denver Broncos, what are you thinking about Nathaniel Hackett?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous because we're under this notion, right, that once you get a head coaching job, then you're ready for it. Right, that's what we go into it for, which is not always the case. Now, we've seen it happen.
Can you develop? I mean, obviously, you're going to get better. He's just making monumental mistakes, though. You know what I mean? Like, I agree, you're going to get
fired.
Right, right. The stuff he's doing is ridiculous.
If you string a bunch of those along, now you can lose the locker room as a new head coach with no history of winning and prosperity at that position. You can lose the locker room. You know, case in point, you look at the flip side of that coin and see what Brian Daboll's doing in New York. Right. He's winning the locker room, making these decisions that has the Giants 2-0.
Right.
It's another side of the coin.
Maybe Hackett can rap, you know.
Is that what he's got to do?
The locker room on his side, like Daboll, dancing to Biggie and all that. But, Ephraim – I mean, he is doing things that just – I mean, if this continues, he might not get through the season.
You're right. You're right. And I tell you what, they don't play that in Denver, man. Brother.
Right.
Brother.
You should see the columns.
They got players to win
this. The columns, Ephraim, they're writing, and the headline, they're trashing this dude. Because like you said, this is Denver's
fired.
A football town. They're not playing.
Where you at
it's
on Russ?
It's all football.
Do you think Russ is deteriorated?
He's been disappointing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he hasn't been great, obviously.
I just don't think he's comfortable. I don't think he's comfortable with the new system yet. I don't think there's chemistry with the receivers. I just think it's going to take a little bit longer. We wanted him to be plug in and play, and everybody can't be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning who come in and just set the world on fire. I think the talent is still there. I don't think he's deteriorating. I just think he's so used to playing with dynamic receivers, right, that it's just a little adjustment. He's got a lot of young guys, a lot of guys who still need to prove themselves. I mean, you come from DK Metcalf and Lockett. I mean, you throw the ball anywhere, they're going to get it. Right. So it's going to take a little bit longer, but he definitely still has the talent to take a team to the playoffs.
All right. That's
maybe not
man.
In that division. Maybe not in that division, because it ain't a lot of games you can let go in that division and still be relevant.
Right. And they let that one on opening night go. So we'll see. They're alive, but it's going to be tough for sure. All right. That's our man, E from Salon. We appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all stay safe now.
Yep, Shekel City and Parker's NFL Power Rankings. That's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, the 2-37 on Kirk Cousins was a joke.
What's
they're
your
actually
number
10-19 in games he plays after 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So prime
time
games.
That would be prime time, yeah.
6-9 as a Viking, but yeah, 2-10 Monday night. So
it's a Monday night number. 2-10 is pretty bad. That's the one.
Yeah, right? That's the Monday night one. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Always check out BetMGM when you're looking to put down a couple shekels. Chris, here we go. Last night, 2-1. The one game I got wrong, I took the Titans +10, but I got the Eagles -3. I got the Mets and the Brewers over 6.5. So it was a good night. Got the best bet, which was the Eagles game tonight. Best bet. So, Chris, the Mets clinched a playoff spot last night, right? Usually, yep. After you clinch a playoff spot, you celebrate. The next day you come out, it's not that great. I'm going with the Brewers. Money line +105. You know what I mean? I just think they'll come out. The Mets are in the playoffs. I think that's a good bet. Take the Brewers. Yankees, Pirates at the Yankees. I'm going with the over in the run total, going over 8. And the Nationals at the Braves, I'm going with the under 8.5 runs for Nationals and Brewers.
All right, what that means, folks, is go Mets under and over.
Mets, okay. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. There you go.
All right, it's time for Parker's NFL Power Rankings, a double dose from Rob Parker.
Need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
All right. This is my Beauty and the Beast edition of my Power Rankings. Wow.
Number five
is a beast in an ugly way. The Tampa Bay Bucks. I know they're 2-0. Their offense has not looked good. Struggled against Dallas. And in that game against the Saints, going into the fourth quarter, they couldn't muster any offense. They finally wound up winning 20-10. But their offense definitely is off kilter.
Number four,
the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles. And they are beautiful. Beauty. No doubt about it. I think that they backed up their first win with this impressive win against the Vikings. Even though, you know, you're beating the Vikings, you were favored to win. But the way they beat them, it was impressive fashion. And Jalen Hurts looked like the quarterback they had all hoped for when they drafted him. So I think it's a beautiful thing going on in Philadelphia. And you normally don't equate those two things together.
Number three.
The beautiful Green Bay Packers for their bounce back. Every year we see a stinker or some bad game. You remember that terrible game they had? Chris, against New Orleans on that in Jacksonville. Remember that? Because they couldn't play in New Orleans, and they bounced back. They bounced back beautifully against the Bears. They were in total control. And I think the most beautiful thing out there wasn't Aaron Rodgers' two touchdowns, his high quarterback rating. It was Aaron Jones. Chris, 8.8 yards a carry. If he runs the football like that, you're not going to do that for a season. Well, but they got two good running backs, and he is a stud, Aaron Jones, 8.8 yards a carry.
Number two.
We're going to use the beast phrase for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their last win, they're 2-0, but beast from the standpoint of not pretty. That was another game, Chris, against the Chargers. They were dominated. The Chargers should have won that game, and Kansas City was able to pull it out at the end. It's still a good win, but it wasn't as pretty as when they had their first game and blew was it the Raiders out of the water? I mean, it was unbelievable how well they played. Not the Raiders. Who did they play?
Arizona.
Arizona in week one. All right.
Number one.
They are both beauty and beast, the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
They are beast out there, Chris. I mean, they thumped the Rams, thumped the Titans, and they've done it beautifully. I mean, what don't they have? What aren't they doing? They seem to be able to have their way with any team that comes along. They are in, and I can't believe that team last year struggled in the middle of the season. If you remember, Chris, well, they couldn't score. You remember that? They had that stretch. This team is beautiful and a beast.
Josh Allen was up and down last year.
He was. But
he's
way
better. I mean, it's only two games, but so far.
But he looks great.
He is way better than he was last year. Not bad. I mean, you obviously want to stick with teams that had – not lost. I think there's an argument for Miami. Obviously, they've been good, and that's a great win over Baltimore. I also think the Chargers and the Ravens, even though obviously they both have losses, the Ravens, they're the ones that let that lead go against Miami.
And you know what? The Ravens were looking
good. Teams. Yeah,
it was
great.
Right?
Lamar has been tremendous.
Yeah.
Lamar has been tremendous. So those are two teams, but you can only have five. I mean, you're right, Tampa hadn't looked great. But I don't know that I have Green Bay in there, and certainly not that high yet. But I think they'll continue to improve. All right, 2 hours left. iCouple, lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.